This is The Science Show. I'm David Fisher, and we'll hear from Robin Williams shortly. We begin with one of our PhD candidates and then ask, what happens to freshly minted PhDs after they're doctored? This is Brendan Thompson-Older from the John Curtin School of Medical Research in Canberra, whose work promises to assist a great many people.
Stroke is the leading cause of disability in Australia, affecting 1 in 6 people. A stroke can damage the pathway from your eyes to the back of your brain where your vision is processed in the visual cortex. Without proper vision, you cannot read, you cannot drive, you cannot play sport or watch TV. Just imagine how different your life would be. There are many different types of visual impairment after stroke. Some are more well known than others. Take high visual function losses. An example is prosopagnosia, which is the inability to recognise distinct features of a person's face. People with this disability do not recognise the faces of their family, their friends, or even themselves. It's dangerous not to know how fast cars are moving when you go to cross the road. You may not even see the colours of flowers in your garden. Certainly Floreal would be a very boring experience. But what is truly scary is most doctors don't know these problems exist. They don't think to ask, and patients don't usually tell them. This may sound strange, but it makes sense when you stop and think about it. Imagine one day seeing in colour and the next day in black and white, except all your memories would be in black and white as well. You would believe that the way you see now is the way that you've always seen, and so you would not feel that anything is wrong. This is where my research comes in. I test different aspects of vision loss caused by neural damage. Because doctors have many patients and limited resources, they do not have the time to test for the entire range of higher visual function disorders which may occur. I aim to describe how common some of these are to evaluate if any of them warrant the time spent for testing. We also want to make it easier to test patients. Testing may be difficult, as some of the tests require physical response, such as pressing a button, which stroke patients in particular may find difficult. So we are trialling a new machine which replaces this button with changes in your pupil diameter. This machine collects data very, very rapidly, resulting in tens of thousands of data points for each test. Then I have to correlate the data between subjects, between conditions, and adjust for all the different machines. It's simply too much to do manually, so I'm writing a program to process this information into results that we can use. This research will help us better detect and better diagnose vision disorders in those with neural damage. Because a stroke can happen to anyone at any time, this research is important to everyone. So should you or someone you know have a stroke, the results of my research will make life easier for those who survive.
Brendan Thompson-Older from the John Curtin School of Medical Research, part of the ANU in Canberra.